Morning Watch, Living and Serving According to God's Economy Concerning the Church, Week 9, The Function of the Church, 2, The Corporate Manifestation of God in the Flesh. Monday, Related Verses, 1 Timothy 3, verse 16, And confessedly, great is the mystery of godliness, he who was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. John 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. John 8, verse 58. Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham came into being, I am. John 7, verse 6. Jesus therefore said to them, My time has not yet come, but your time is always ready. John 12, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. John 1, verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Romans 8, verse 3. For that which the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of the flesh of sin, and concerning sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Philippians 2, verses 7 through 8. But emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of a cross. Related reading. The word godliness in 1 Timothy 3 verse 16 means godlikeness. Hence, this verse indicates that human beings may have the appearance, the expression, and the manifestation of God. In the context of this verse, the phrase, the mystery of godliness, means that God and his mystery can be manifested and expressed in the flesh in human beings. Godliness is God manifested in the flesh. The mystery of godliness is God manifested in human beings. The transition from the mystery of godliness to he implies that Christ as a manifestation of God and the flesh is the mystery of godliness. God's manifestation was first in Christ as an individual expression in the flesh. The New Testament does not say that only the Son of God was incarnated. Rather, it reveals that God was manifested in the flesh, indicating that the entire God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, was incarnated. Therefore, Christ in his incarnation was the entire God manifested in the flesh. The Word, who is God, became flesh. The Word is God's definition, explanation, and expression. Hence, the Word who became flesh, God manifested in the flesh, is God's definition, explanation, and expression in the flesh. God was manifested in the flesh not only as the Son, but as the entire triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. The expression in the flesh means in the likeness, in the fashion of man. Christ appeared to people in the form of man, yet he was God manifested in a man. Christ lived in his humanity on the earth to express God for 33 and a half years. He is God manifested in the flesh. When he lived on earth as the God-man, he did not live by his human life, but by his divine life. He lived a human life not by his humanity, but by his divinity. He lived as a God-man, yet not by the life of man, but by the life of God. Hence, his human living was not lived out by the human life, but by the divine life. He lived by always rejecting his human life, by always putting his human life under the cross. His human living did not express humanity, but divinity and the divine attributes becoming the human virtues. This is what Paul meant in 1 Timothy 3 when he spoke of Christ as God manifested in the flesh. The incarnation of Christ produced a God-man who lived on the earth not by his human life, but by his divine life. All his days on earth, he put himself on the cross. He remained on the cross to die so that he might live by God, not to express man, but to express God and his divine attributes, becoming man's virtues. This was the life of the first God-man as a prototype. Since today we are his reproduction, we should live the same kind of life. To follow Jesus is to live the life of a God-man, not by the human life, but by the divine life, in order that God may be expressed or manifested in the flesh and all his divine attributes, becoming the human virtues. This is the intrinsic significance of what it is to follow Christ. As God-men, we need to live a life not by ourselves, but by another one. Not by our human life, but by his divine life. Not to express ourselves, but to express his divinity and his divine attributes, which become our human virtues.